Let's talk about expectations. Let's just go deep into the awareness that I've came through, because like many, I have had these high expectations for myself for so long, blocking my higher self, blocking my guidance from source because of these expectations of control, of perfectionism, of wanting more, having more, being more, doing more. Spend some time learning about your mind, your body, and your soul before you walk around with these high expectations that you can't attain, that you can't reach for. Then you become overwhelmed and stressed, and you can't just expect that you can play the piano instantly. Half of our expectations are so unrealistic. But when we practice and have patience and faith and let go, just simply be, we can allow those powerful things that we want and to be and to have to fall into place at its own time. You cannot ask your planet to spin backwards. But that's like the goal of unrealisticness that you're setting for yourself each day. Maybe just simply in the household. You're expecting your house to look a certain way. You're expecting your children to behave a certain way. You can only do what you can do. Life will happen in the way it is supposed to happen. If you're feeling overwhelmed, maybe this is your message. Overwhelmed comes from stress, stressing over things that you cannot control. Maybe you're saying to yourself, I want to achieve this in a certain time. You want to run a marathon and you want it to be done in this time, and you don't do that. Wasting your life setting these high expectations. Maybe you're possibly looking outside to social media, to your friend circle, to your environment. You want to be faster. You want to be better. You want it now. You don't want to wait. Your expectations half the time aren't even yours. My message is for you to build upon your body and your mind so that you can use it to the best of your ability. You're this phenomenal creature. You are divinely perfect, created by your creator. How effective can you use your body and your mind in your time? You see, even from a young age, we're in this education system where these high expectations for us to exceed to their expectations. From the age of 3 to 18, and even furthermore as you go to university. Expectations from our parents. Stop judging. Stop trying to control your life. Yes, you can be the best version of you from your own awareness. We expect to heal fast. We expect to look a certain way. We expect to act a certain way. We expect to learn a certain way. We expect to others to help us a certain way. We expect too much of ourselves and too much of others. Then we live in this self-loathing, guilt, stress, shame, anger, resentment, because people aren't meeting our expectations that we created, and expectations create suffering. We as humans have these expectations because of our social and emotional needs, because of our traumas, because we experience what we experience in our cultures and our education system and our family and our partners and our parents. But the most important relationship to build is within yourself. When others act a certain type of way, do certain things, we are in defense. We are hurting because they were supposed to be how we expected them to be. No, we're setting expectations. These high expectations can come from your perfectionism, your low self-esteem, your negative core beliefs, having to be in control. And guess what? Children who were the caregivers, develop this belief very early on that they must work hard to be providing for themselves, or they have to prove their self-worth to gain approval. Maybe you only received praise when you won something, believing that your self-worth was based upon your achievements. And that's not your parents' fault, that's their own awareness. Maybe your parents, not knowingly, were highly critical. Maybe you were shamed, or maybe even abused. This can cause OCD, this strive for perfectionism. Perfectionism is a coping mechanism. Maybe you have complex PTSD. For some reason, you weren't living in an environment where your needs were met. And for some of you listening, you were maybe living in an environment where every single action was monitored and dictated by the abuser. Perfectionism stems from this need to take control over the aspect of your life. Look into your beliefs. Look into your past. This perfectionism stops us looking into risks, stops us taking on these new things, stops us from wanting to start new things. Being a workaholic, it makes us unable to celebrate our small wins or our big wins, just to simply celebrate ourselves at all. You need to speak to yourself more kindly. Change how you think. One thought at a time. Stop judging yourself. Stop judging others. And step away. Step away from all of the expectations outside and go inwards. Perfectionism can be changed. You can rewire. You can learn how to receive criticism. You can lower the pressure you put upon yourself. Maybe focus more on the meaning. Slow down. See your thoughts of procrastination. Allow yourself to make the mistakes. Maybe take your pen to paper and write a list of the positives and negatives of your perfectionism. Maybe you could pursue different things that make you happy. When you change the way you look at things, the things you look at change. Listen to that. When you change the way you look at things, the things you look at change. There is a great source, a greater person at play here, a greater energy, a God, whatever you believe in, to be that source. This great source that is everywhere. Go outside for a moment. Look at the trees, look at the ocean, look at the flowers, look at the bees, look at the perfectionism. Go to a place within yourself that requires you to do nothing. That perfectionism is within you. Not this striving to be perfect. You are perfect. You are perfectly divine already. Let me ask you, do you think, can you let go of control? Does that scare you? All of what you're trying to control cannot be controlled. Our minds can't even comprehend the power that is ahead and around us and in us. Allow yourself to unfold naturally into this vessel of perfection. Just as you breathe in, you breathe out. There is a time for that. A time for being ahead. A time for being behind. A time for being in action. And a time for being in rest. A time for being safe. A time for being in danger. All of this movement is life. All of this life is movement. There is a time for everything that you're going through. I heard this quote once and it says, you're not doing anything, you're being done. When your exhaustion kicks in, there's a time for that. There's a time for things not to work out. There's a time for your darkness. There's a time for your happiness. There's a time for your kids to experience things like anger. There's a time for them to experience things like anger, worry, despair. But yes, there is also a time for them to be in the opposite. It's all about returning. Think about this. In the first 9 months in the womb, surrounded by this little cocoon of love and water, no one could get in. No one could mess with you. It's like you still unfolded so naturally. You didn't do anything. You just unfolded naturally. You just existed in this time. That was your period of gestation. But then as you get out of the womb, you took over. You took over, your parents took over, society took over. Then as you got older, you took over and took God, Source, the higher self out of your life. And you took on the ego. You took on the expectations. And a whole lot of other things probably as well. But listen, you were spirit first. You were spirit first, a perfect cell of energy. This is physics. All cells come from energy. Energy, a space of nothingness. Return back to that. Let spirit do its work. You are who you are, not what you have. You are not in control. Just allowing it to unfold, detaching, disconnecting. There is a time for that. Thank you. I hope everybody is feeling well today. Can you feel the energy in the air? Can you just feel the shift in the cosmos? Can you feel it? I know you can feel it. There is a voice at the moment that I need to express, and it's simply around this new revolution, this new shift, this new earth. I feel I just needed to take on this episode and also talk about what that means. What are you feeling at the moment? A lot of us are feeling this shadow side. We're going through this process of into the darkness and rebirthing into the light. It's these episodes where we are able to go in and watch our ego and acknowledge our bad habits, and maybe we're living in a state of this darkness and depression for so long. We have talked about the positivity. Be positive, think positive, you are positive. Yes, you are, of course you are, and to stay in those mindsets and frames are really helpful tools. But once you know your shadow and your light, you can be whole. And I feel like from 2019, we were washed with this shift, this energy of positivity, and catapulting into 2022 to 2023, we're being dragged into this darkness for our soul's growth. And I know this will resonate with so many people. While it's important to seek this knowledge and this awareness of your mind, your body and soul, it's also really important to acknowledge that they are in fact whole. All interconnected, not separate parts of us, where we think that we are separate. But I really believe as we go on this journey, it begins in these stages. It begins in the stage of first you're in this emptiness, this pain, this suffering. Then you kind of start to have these perception shifts. And then you go seeking for this knowledge and this wisdom, and you can't get enough of it. You just want to thrive on so much knowledge and wisdom. And then you find these answers and you experience these breakthroughs, and everything's so powerful, and you feel so powerful, and you feel like everything's just positive and good and flowing. And then the disillusion, this feeling of disconnection, you feel lost. And boom, we're into this deep inner work, this shadow side, this soul's work. And from here then we create this integration of all of that, this expansion, and then we live in this joy. I don't know if that can resonate with you, but it sure as does resonate with me. And I know as a collective, our frequency is changing here on Earth. I know that we are all feeling the same feelings, but it's not being spoken about as freely. So if this is you, this is what you're experiencing, know you're experiencing this darkness for this huge transitioning of the new Earth. In this period of this deep inner shadow work, though, we go through our ego, and beyond that, you find your true identity. But it's like, what is the ego? Who is the ego? Where is the ego? And it's this illusion that is fighting for you to survive. It's this, having this awareness of the ego and awareness of the present moment will strengthen your consciousness. But only in presence, in your daily life, can you transform your consciousness and gently allow the ego not to gain. The one thing our ego loves is power. And this ego tries to strengthen you into this person, into... The ego loves to stand out. The ego loves to be in control. The ego loves power. It loves attention and more. And most of the time, all of those ego parts are related to fear. So they're related to this fear, and fear of not being somebody, fear of failure, fear of death, fear of not being liked, fear of much, much more. And then we cover this up with these material possessions and winning and just seeking something outside of you to satisfy you. And the ego loves that. The ego loves creating this separation, and creating separation creates isolation, creates suffering. The ego loves expectations. The ego loves to separate you from who you truly are. And this is something that I've been working loads on recently. I found a lot of really good books. One of the books is Dancing with Your Shadow, by Kim Nataraja. I think that's how I pronounce it. Kim Nataraja, Dancing with Your Shadow. And then we have this amazing book by Eckhart Tolle, the 10th anniversary edition of The New Earth. I really highly recommend. So what I mentioned in the beginning about his book was his book called The New Earth. It's this people, now you can see the people who have lifted their consciousness. Now it's a collective consciousness of these consciousness energies emerging, and more people are feeling called upon to form into these groups that reflect consciousness. Just as you step into them, you can feel this like pull of energy of everybody can be themselves, but the ego still tries to make its way in. It's so important for us to remember to create this inner space, these gaps in our thinking, to bring in more consciousness and less ego. The human was made to create. We are created by our creator, to create. We have a higher purpose. We are perfection and divine perfection. And these small little acts of you simply connecting in and taking gaps from thinking as much as you can throughout the day strengthens that muscle of the mind, the body doing the action, the spirit flowing through in non-existent imaginary form. And these little small acts begin to change our inner world one by one, and then you can see it already catapulting into the universe. There's so much change. I feel it. I see it. I'm a part of it. I'm so grateful I'm here. Thank you for listening to this. This has just been something that has came up as I spoke to a few people over the last 2 days. Just everybody's questioning their darkness. Everybody's fighting through a period of darkness, or they're just coming out of the other end of it. And it really is a message of trust, faith. Get your pen to paper, journal, study these thoughts. This is your time of initiation, of growth, of surrender, for you to truly evolve into that joy and love and consciousness that is already yours, is already a part of you. Oh, I'm so excited. The new earth is here. Thank you for listening. Thank you. And thank you. Thank you. Thank you.